Jacket News. Trending now. Trending now.
It's the start of a hot first November weekend. There will be morning drizzle along the escarpment and isolated showers over the western bushveld this afternoon. A warning of extremely high fire danger conditions. That's over the western parts of both the Free State and the Northwest. Pretoria today up to 32, Joburg 30, Mbombela, Emalahleni and Polokwane 28, and Rustenburg a high of 33 degrees.
So in Germiston, a collision on the N12 westbound near Craft Road is causing slow-moving traffic.
Two suspected cash and transit robbers were killed in a shootout with police in Klip River in the south of Gauteng yesterday. Police say the suspects were intercepted while en route to allegedly commit a robbery. One police officer was wounded in the shooting on the R59. And the UK pound is taking a pounding after the UK government announced the biggest tax rises in a generation. Britain's Labour government delivered its maiden budget this week, which included major tax hikes and increased borrowing to meet Prime Minister Keir Starmer's mission of firing up their economy. It's caused fear of the consequences of higher borrowing and taxes. Labour insisted these increases were necessary to fix what they call a black hole in UK public finances. I'm Khadija D'Souza. More news at 8.
The sport is brought to you by Mr. D. Score matchday munchies deals on the Mr. D app for uninterrupted game time. You know the story. The forwards are crashing it. The sixes keep getting smashed. The F1 drivers have a need for speed. Then you get the need for feed. Problem solved with Mr. D's matchday munchies. Get the Mr. D app and score a Muchachos family feast for R249.90. Enjoy the full chicken served with the biggest portion of chips or wedges and four fresh buns for R40 less. That's Mr. D for the win. Limited offer valid from the 1st to the 3rd of November while stocks last. T's and C's apply. Well, the big sporting news overnight is that the SPAR Proteas were able to overcome, in fact, dominate Malawi, winning 68-31 in the SPAR Challenge opener at Ellis Park last night. And that gives them a 1-0 lead in the three-match series. It continues with the second test tomorrow and the third scheduled for Sunday. The match played in the curtain raiser was the South African national men's team, who beat Zimbabwe 51-36. South Africa's Heinrich Klaas edged cricket superstar Virat Kohli to become the most expensive player retained in the Indian Premier League yesterday. Sunrisers Hyderabad re-signed the wicket-keeper batsman for $2.73 million. That's 48.2 million rand, alongside skipper Australian Pat Cummins and Travis Head. Zambia will face South Africa in tomorrow's final of the 2024 COSAFA Women's Championship. That's after both won through their semi-final matches at a packed Wolfson Stadium in Gqeberha yesterday. Zambia defeated defending champions Malawi 2-0 and will hope to repeat their 2022 title win, while seven-time victors South Africa edged Mozambique 4-1 on penalties after a 1-1 draw. And La Liga champions Real Madrid's match against Valencia, which was scheduled for tomorrow, has been postponed after devastating flash floods in Spain. The Spanish Football Federation has postponed all matches in the Valencia region, where at least 95 people have died and dozens more are missing after torrential rain. And we knew it was coming. England prop Joe Marler has apologized, or at least been made to apologize, for a poorly articulated social media post before Saturday's match against New Zealand, where he said the haka needs binning. He called the haka ridiculous in a post on X on Tuesday, but on Thursday said he just wanted, he should have done better at explaining things and was grateful for the education he has received since. It wasn't education, they were just upset. I'm Colin Jinger, and that's your Jacka Sport.
More music you love all day on
Jacaranda FM.
Jacaranda FM on the station that sounds like you.